Jim Hunt, 22-6, a fantastic start in the opening league game.
That's great. It's great to to get the points on the board more than anything. Cork put it up to us heavily there in the first half, and we had to respond to that at half time, and thankfully the lads did.
Yeah, losing Oisín Gallen at the start, we were asking where the scores are going to come from. 12 different scores. Oisín really proficient in front of goals in terms of percentages and hits, and Doherty stepping up in that first half. Oisín, of course, McBertie coming in then being the main focal point of the attack, maybe kicking a few frees, would have been a right footed kicker, ended up with 1-6. So a lot of pleasing aspects all around the pitch, Jim.
No, definitely, Brent, agree with all that. Oran Doherty stepped up with a couple of big scores when we needed them, with the outside of the boot there, some beautiful scores, and Patrick Mogan done the same, Kieran Thompson the same, a monster kick from outside the 45 at the outside of the boot as well. So all of those scores were really, really needed at that stage. As I say, Cork were very, very strong and competitive in that first period. They were well set up, they were turning us and they were hitting us in the transition, and from our own point of view it was too easy. They were cutting through us, there's a right bit to work on, Brendan, to be honest with you, but at the same time, we're happy with the response and happy that we managed then to bring our own fingerprint to it in the second half, and in the process get the scores as well.
Yeah, massive work rate, Jim, something that we hallmark of your team, work rate in terms of movement and then tackling the numbers. You mix the press with dropping in deep as well, and as a few times Cork broke, runners weren't being tracked in that first half, and I suppose it's opening the game, Jim. You're going to find out bits and pieces about that, but certainly the energy on the pitch was phenomenal out there.
No, it was great to listen, and I was at the Sports Awards on Friday night and I was asked that question, and I spoke about the fact that I think regardless what would have happened today, the people of Donegal, all they want is to know that there is an honesty and a purity to what we're trying to do, and that people are working hard and they're giving it their best shot. And I suppose last year when the thing wasn't going well, there was a lot of criticism towards the lads, and so from our own point of view and as a group, we want to try and sort of put our best foot forward, for the people of Donegal, and send them home hopefully, happy and looking forward to the next game.
And just on Oisín and Langan and McGee, as those players, Owen Bannon, of course, back in the day, brilliant to see him adding so much pace to the team. Are those lads, was Oisín precaution today and the other lads close?
He was. Oisín was precaution. He probably could have played. We thought maybe safer not to do that. So hopefully he'll be back in the reckoning. Michael Langan's very close as well, Sean Patton obviously will be available next weekend. Owen Bann will benefit from the game. So we've a number of fellas coming back in. The number of fellas then, they're getting closer as well. Hugh McFadden, Niall O'Donnell, Conor O'Donnell, Keelan McColgan, fellas that have played for the last couple of years that are getting closer as well. So it's just important to keep them, step ladder all the way up to make sure that they're ready and right. Nick Bann probably could have started today as well, but for the length of time that he's been out and 70 minutes, it wasn't worth it. But at the same time, we needed to put him on when we did put him on.